This is St. Louis Public Radio. President Donald Trump says it's a priority of his to get violent crime in cities like St. Louis under control. That's reflected in the budget that he's proposed for the U.S. Department of Justice next year, a promise of $200 million more to combat the problem. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, it's not clear how much money St. Louis will get or if it will help.
Last month, the federal government announced that a dozen cities would get help fighting violent crime, and it was a surprise when St. Louis wasn't on the list. After all, the city had 188 homicides in 2015 and 2016 and is on a similar pace this year. Shootings are up about 30% through May. As it turns out, St. Louis was already getting assistance from the National Public Safety Partnership, says William Woods, the special agent in charge of the FBI field office in St. Louis.
These experts come in, they look at St. Louis, they look at the what we'll call hotspots where crime has a tendency to occur more. And maybe it's something as simple as let's install more streetlights, maybe put cameras in.
Expert advice is one way the federal government helps local law enforcement. It also gives grants to help departments pay for new equipment or more officers. St. Louis got about $1.5 million in federal grants in 2016. But the biggest focus of Trump's proposed budget is enforcement. He wants to hire 230 more federal prosecutors and give more money to agencies like the FBI and the U.S. Marshals. Woods says more agents will strengthen what's already a good working relationship between local and federal law enforcement in St. Louis.
We want this area to be as safe as we possibly can make it, and any time that we can get additional resources, that's going to help.
Trump's focus on enforcement makes sense to Rick Rosenfeld, a founder's professor of criminology at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. The president was wrong in saying that murders are at an all-time high in the U.S., Rosenfeld says, but there was a spike in St. Louis between 2014 and 2015.
Given that, I'm not at all surprised. It seems to me it's altogether appropriate to emphasize beefed-up enforcement, but not to the exclusion of additional resources to other programs that can reduce what I sometimes call the demand for crime.
Thomas Apt, a senior fellow at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, says Trump's budget makes that exact trade-off. Apt, who worked at the Justice Department under President Obama, says Trump wants to pay for the agents and prosecutors at the expense of $300 million worth of grants for things like prisoner reentry and youth mentoring.
And the programs that were cut the deepest there were more holistic anti-crime, anti-recidivism programs.
Those who are trying to combat crime on St. Louis's streets are also skeptical about Trump's priorities. For the last 2 years, the Reverend Ken McCoy has led a street ministry he calls Nightlife. 3 to 4 times a week, he and other pastors walk the streets of the Fountain Park, Jeff Vanderloo, and Academy neighborhoods, handing out water, food, and prayers.
We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that no one within the sound of my voice will fall victim to gun violence, will be incarcerated.
McCoy doesn't think Trump's budget will help the people he sees struggling with addiction or reduce the number of guns on the street.
I think what this administration will say pretty much to its base, that we told you we were going to get tough on crime. Look how many people we locked up. And of course, that's code language for we're locking up a lot of black men.
Jay Kanzler, an attorney and an Episcopal priest, also has questions about how well the focus on enforcement will work.
The laws are being enforced. Problem is the people are just continuing to break them because they have no options.
Kanzler has walked with Nightlife for about a year and a half. He says being in the neighborhoods has shifted his perspective on what they need.
Giving people opportunity, educational opportunities, giving people job opportunities, giving people treatment opportunities, then you'd see something happening with the crime problem.
If you haven't been on the streets, Kanzler says, you have no idea how to fight crime. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.